The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like James Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 36 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And here we go with 36 years. I love it because it's close enough.
Close enough. For what?
October 6th, man, is when I start my 36th year.
Wow. Okay, yeah, it is close enough.
That is close enough, I know.
Because you figure this show will live on in infamy on podcasts, and so you could be listening to this after October 6th.
Infamy, huh? Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to need money for that. I want to be like Aunt Jemima. My grandkids get a check every month.
And I'll tell you what they sold
until
Aunt
I become
kids.
No woke.
You wait right there.
What? Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. But actually, she did. Their grandkids got money until they stopped using her.
Until they woked out
Aunt Jemima. Yeah, yeah, we won't go down that road. Yeah. Anyway, you can call me today, 281-833-3333. But first, as you know, I have a guest.
Yes, I am.
A regular guest.
Well, there's not much
Sunday
regular
mornings.
About me.
Yeah, but... we can help that, too.
Yeah, well, working on it.
I got little bottles of stuff you can drink.
Fantastic.
Anyway.
I've got boxes of questions, too.
Good. I was going to say, we're here to answer our questions from where?
A Home Show Radio under the Ask Tom tab. You send the questions in, they come out here, and that's what we do here on Sunday morning. Just for about 30 minutes, Tom will start taking your calls to the bottom. But we get so many questions, we answer them here and in our new Home Show Extra podcast. You can find that at homeshowradio.com. My name's Charlie.
I was going to say, Charlie, I didn't introduce you by name.
That's okay.
Charlie Mosier.
That's the
from
guy.
From Mosier Media.
That's a, yeah, well, Home
Advertising
Show Radio.
Genius.
Savant. Okay.
Savant. Yes. Kurt. I like that.
Let's get to our question, Tom. We're going to talk insulation, foundations, ventilation, plumbing, and all that here before you start taking
new calls. Topics. I love it.
Cool. All right.
Yes. Yeah,
things we never talk about.
No, 36 years.
All right.
Yes.
Kurt in Montgomery says a tiny home, and he's looking to insulate the ceiling. He's got he wants to know, should I use unfaced fiberglass? The soffits are all vented, and he's temporarily has some small pieces of insulation blocking all but a few openings. The roof is Galvalum, and I plan to use some kind of wood paneling for the ceiling underneath it. What are your thoughts?
Well, he said tiny home.
Yes.
People have come to me and said, I want 8,000 square foot home.
Yeah.
So whether it's a tiny home, whether it's a $100,000 build, which could be a tiny home, whether it's a $4 million build, you do it all the same. And so, yes, formaldehyde-free fiberglass would be the way to go. I would suggest a radiant barrier. In his case, an ice house roof is what we would call it. And that is the insulation between the rafters before he puts his wood on in for the ceiling. Leave about 3/4 of an inch of airspace between the back of the insulation and the back of the roof decking. The Galvalume roof should be put on a wood deck down here. It's just a better way to go. It keeps it from sweating, so you don't have that issue. And you should use a radiant barrier roof decking, and it's a perfect ice house roof setup. The final touches, of course, are his soffit vents and ridge vent.
Yeah, when you get down to it, the difference between a tiny home and the ones you're talking about is zero.
Yes.
Literally, you take a zero off, and it's not 8,000, it's 800.
The details stay the same
right.
For good quality construction, but I love the idea of the new tiny homes. I think America got out of hand for a while, especially in Texas.
Oh, God, yes.
When a normal home is 4,000 square feet, but yet I remember a 3-bedroom home, you can have it at 1,300 square feet.
I remember seeing a builder advertising big homes. Their selling point was the house was really big.
Mm-hmm.
So what? What are you going to – you're going to have to air condition all that space.
Square footage.
To, yeah. Yep. All right. Have you ever stayed in a tiny home?
Called hotel rooms.
No, no, we
yes.
stayed in one.
No,
we were
not.
Out in Sonoma, and rather than staying in town, we rented a tiny home on the edge of town.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a cool experience.
But, you know, with all your stuff and your photography stuff and everything, you're going to need a tiny home and then a regular home next to it. But also, you were going to buy a tiny home.
I'm
it just happened
it.
To have wheels on it, and
yep.
you were going to call it an RV.
It's coming in May.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
All right. So Bill's in Webster. He's in hot water. He wants to be anyway. He says he has a gas, water water heater that's about 6 years old in his attic, of course. And over the past year or so, the pilot light has been going out about every 2 months, and the heater, it's difficult to get to in the attic. It's not fun going up there to relight it. Do you have anything he needs to look for or maintenance that needs to be done to fix this pilot light problem, Tom?
This is on a water heater in the attic.
Yep.
Is it a recent question?
It is a very recent question.
Yes. There's, you know what it is? And I've got this question for the last 4 weeks off and on. The attics are so hot right now, if it's from the Houston area, the 100-degree temperatures, it's starving for oxygen. Mm-hmm. He needs to have a little roof vent put near the bottom side of that water heater so it gets more airflow. It's going to go away hopefully soon because we'll get normal temperatures again. He won't have the problem. But there's nothing mechanically wrong with his water heater.
It just needs some air.
It does.
Okay. Coming up in a minute, we're going to get more questions for you from the Ask Tom section at homeshowradio.com. And Tom will take your calls at 281-833-3333 at the bottom of the hour. Ventilation, foundation, and insulation, plumbing, all that and more to answer as we continue with Home Show Radio on Sports Radio 610.
And there's no doubt that a lot of you are thinking about remodeling your bathroom and your kitchen. It's a great thing to do. I've done many of them myself, and I can tell you all the people you need to use. But one of the first stops I would make is Baths of America. Go pick out or at least look at all the spectacular for your kitchen would be appliances, for your bathroom, all the latest and greatest when it comes to all your fixtures from tubs to saunas to anything you can imagine. And I was having a discussion with Chris here at the studio not too long ago, and he said, Tom, he was over there doing some videos, which you can see at homeshowradio.com about Baths of America and their showroom. He said, they have stuff there I've never seen anywhere else. And that's the whole point, is you can go to the box stores and you're going to see the same thing, and unfortunately, the same quality, which means a lot of calls to the manufacturer after it keeps breaking down. But when you go to Baths of America and find out what's really available to you, you are going to be amazed. And their showroom over by the Galleria area has it all. It's the most impressive showroom I've ever been in. So I like it.
They have a coffee maker in there, yes, on there that we did a video about. And Sandy saw that video and says, oh, God, I hope Charlie doesn't see this.
Oh, I thought she's going to want to put it in.
Oh, no, it's built
in. This is yours.
It's like it came off the – it looks like a food replicator from Star Trek.
I know. And they have an appliance for everything. They have a pizza appliance. They have a wine appliance. They have a coffee. The whole point is see it. Maybe you don't want it. Maybe you do. But that's the where to go. And for both of them – and this strikes me bigger and better than anything, and most people don't care, is that – choice of cabinet hardware. It is incredible. And to me, that makes a kitchen or a bathroom with a cabinet. So, Baths of America, find out more about them at homeshowradio.com.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
I'm waiting for you to comment on the music because Chad's trying to get clever with sweet smelling something or other.
This is Brother Tom's traveling home improvement show.
Yeah, no
is what
kidding.
It is.
All right, fine.
Love Neil Diamond.
Yes. All my dad was a huge fan.
Yeah.
Went to every concert.
And performed right on and on and on. Just kept, he just never lost the edge.
Oh, my dad. So,
kind of like you.
Oh, never lose the edge.
Never. Okay, home improvement.
I didn't have a big edge to really have, so okay.
I just don't even know what to do with that.
I don't either.
Let's get to questions. Patrick is in Jacksonville, Florida. He says, when I bought my home, it had been recently painted. Unfortunately, they had painted over all of the soffit vent screens, so there's almost zero intake ventilation. It's exhausted through the ridge vents, but I'm trying to calculate how much intake I need. I have a 1,654-square-foot attic over the interior of the house, but I also have 400 square feet of attic space over the attached garage.
Okay, I can't do the calculation of airflow through a screen or screen that's painted almost solid.
No, I think he's going to have to replace those.
But he's going to replace those. Yeah. So what you're looking for, when if you're going to buy vents, whether it's a ridge vent, soffit vents, it's going to call it net free area, and it's going to tell you how much square footage or square inches it has of a net free area on there. So he'll have to look at whatever product he's buying. But here's the rule. For every 150 square feet of attic floor, you need 60% intake, which would be your soffit vents, and 40% exhaust. That is your minimum standard. If you exceed that, the heavens will open and you're guaranteed a place in heaven.
Okay. Yes, his brother Tom is traveling.
Yes, that's what he inspired me.
All right, Brandon is in Richardson, and he says, we began removing the floor from our home remodel and noticed a musty smell emanating from the concrete, along with about 2 to 3 extremely long cracks that are about 8 feet long. Do we have a foundation problem, and how do we remove this musty smell?
Well, I'm not sure where the musty smell comes from, but let's start with the foundation, and then we can talk a little bit about that. You can fill those cracks with a concrete filler caulking, vinyl concrete patch. You can get a lot of different products. You can just caulk it with any kind of caulk from the shelf if you're going to put a new floor over the top of it. Do you have a foundation problem? Probably not, because that wouldn't be the sign of it. Now, if he told me he had cracks over his windows, cracks over the doors, and the sheetrock outside, the bricks had stair stepping, that's a foundation problem because it's moving up and down. But all concrete slabs have cracks. Mm-hmm. When you take, that's what we put floor covering on. When you take the carpet off, when you take the tile off, you're going to see some cracks, and it's very rare you won't get it unless if you're doing a warehouse or something, we'll pour the concrete, but we'll put joints in there to avoid the cracking, or what we call cut joints, where the cracks will form below a cut so you don't see them, because it is going to shrink up a little bit and you're going to get some fractures.
It's so, just so the way it is. A cut joint, you have a nice smooth floor and you just.
Yeah, did you ever see the little cuts in there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about an eighth of an inch deep.
Right.
And what happens is that's where it cracks, but you don't see it because it's in the bottom of the cut.
It's the Pee Wee Herman, I meant to do that kind of crack.
They meant to do that kind of crack.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why the sidewalks, every 4 feet, they have those little cuts in them. They cut them.
So they can crack. Okay.
So they can, well, they're going to crack.
And your mother's back and all that. Yeah.
So he doesn't have a problem.
Okay. So what about the musty smell?
It could be because it's an old musty house and he's pulling out some really nasty old floor covering. Right. Because we keep floor covering in our home for many, many years. Like carpeting starts to smell.
Yeah, and just natural moisture.
And when you start to pull old floors up and they become filters, whether it's wood, whether it's carpet, whatever it is, it creates a huge amount of dirt. So there's a lot of cleaning. I would tell them to get some, I'm a Dawn freak. I love Dawn products. So get some Dawn floor cleaner. You can get it at the box stores, mix it up and mop the whole thing, let it dry, let it air out. I think it'll be fine.
And he's also, I mean, if he's going to put like LVP or something, he's going to wind up putting some leveling compound on that.
Yeah, and you can fill the cracks. If he's getting a little odor from underneath his house with the cracks, just fill them with some caulk.
Okay.
I think it just needs a cleaning. People say, what's that smell? Yeah. When's the last time you cleaned your house? Oh, yeah, okay. Next question, please.
All right, let's go to Brooklyn, huh? Hey, yo.
Yes.
Lenmark is his name. He says he's got chirping noises coming from the heating terminal in my bathroom. I think what he means is that when he says a heating terminal, I at first thought this was a register, but I was thinking this could be some kind of electric heater or something in the wall because he says heating terminal. He says, I had it for 2 years and the noise started 3 days ago. Some kind of chirping. So let's say it's a register. Would there be a reason there'd be a chirping noise coming from a register?
Well, no, I can have a smart aleck answer like birds and stuff, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is, if it is, but the way he explains it, it sounds like an electrical component.
Yeah.
And when your electric components in your home smell funny, sound funny, the temperature starts to get hot or cold with a plug or something, you know, I know he's in Brooklyn, but it's time for an electrician.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Because that chirping could be the element burning out, something like that, and you can have a fire.
It's not something you want to forget about.
No, but down here, we don't have to have the accent, but we can have Will from Right Touch Electrical check it out. But in Brooklyn, that's a whole different story. And I think you'll probably get the mafioso unions in for that one.
And moving right along.
yes. It is Brooklyn.
T-Y-N-A-N is the – okay. And by the way, I have to say – this can't be from around here because he's a question about chirping from a heating terminal.
Well, that's why I think it's a heating element.
Okay.
I think the heater is burning out and it's telling him something. Don't I always tell you that the house talks to you when you hear these little noises? It's like your car. Don't turn the radio up.
Yeah. It's funny. Okay. It's funny you say that because Sandy and Sherry talk about that on Garden Pros.
Yeah.
Your yard will talk to you.
Absolutely.
It will tell you
and
what
your
to
house
do.
Will too. And guess what? He's having a hell of a conversation he's ignoring right now.
That's right. You're being a bad listener.
Yes.
All right. Well, all y'all are good listeners, and we got a couple more questions coming in just a minute as we continue with Home Show Radio on Sports Radio 610.
But I tell you something else to make a lot of noise, Charlie, and that's pests in your home. Raccoons.
Oh,
rats.
Okay.
Now, I want to talk right now about Houston and our weather.
Thanks for being specific about pests, because yeah, we have other pests to visit us.
Yes, and that's true, too. But everything is looking for water right now, and that means rats, that means possums, that means the bigger stuff, including termites and carpenter ants, because the ground is just drying up so much. And, of course, they're looking for a little cool weather. And they're going into people's homes, especially the rats. They're out looking for water. And if you have that PEX piping, they know they'll chew right through it to get to it, and your sprinkler systems, too. So if you're having some pest problems, don't ignore it. If you're not sure, get an inspection. McGrath Pest Control is the only way to go with that, especially with the termites. They'll do a free termite inspection right now. And just give them a call, not this minute, but give them a call, and they'll come out and schedule one and do it for you. But you got to be really careful right now, because what's going to happen is I'll start getting roof rat questions, calls, and if you suspect you're hearing, we're talking about noises a minute ago, it won't be chirping, but it'll be a little scurrying around above you on the ceiling, because that's how I found mine. My son said, "Dad, what's that noise I hear up there?" Oh, I had two of them. I had two roof rats, and that was about 5 years ago. We had that drought, and that's why they got in. So McGrath Pest Control, give them a call if you need them, and don't ignore your free termite inspection.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Tom Tynan will start taking your calls in just minutes, kids. Heat up those phones for me at 281-833-3333. My name's Charlie. I'm here answering.
You're answering questions? Charlie's my new replacement.
No,
I'm leaving, and he's coming in next
week. And we're all screwed.
They'll be interesting answers.
No, yeah, they'd be creative anyway. Yeah,
that one will cost you $2,000. That one will cost you $4,000.
Tom is the dean, the doctor of home improvement, and I'm merely a front desk assistant here. And we're going to talk plumbing and insulation in just a minute when we continue with more questions here on Home Show Radio.
But not unlike the song we just heard, Heat Wave, we're having one.
Mm-hmm.
And that means your air conditioning system is taking a beating. So AirTech of Katy is definitely going to be on your horizon here for a lot of you real soon. And here's what you don't want is your air conditioning system breaking down. You have your great company come out and take a look at it, and they say, "Well, we can get one in next week. We'll put you on the schedule." That is not an what do they say? That's not acceptable. No, I need it now.
Yeah, in the meantime, you're going to drop off towels and some ice.
Yeah, exactly. Or go to the hotel room.
Exactly.
And Charlie, you're going to help me with this because you just had that happen at Mosier Media.
Yeah, we did. We had one of our units went south. We had a thunderstorm came through and it blew out the condenser outside.
And you, of course, said to all your employees, "You will work with no air conditioning."
No, actually.
Chad said, "Bye."
We evacuated to the second floor.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't want that to happen. So they did come out that day and fix it, did they not? They did the same thing with my evaporator coil. So right now, I know a lot of you are looking for tune-ups and stuff. Always, if you don't have a company you use regularly, AirTech of Katy. But if you find yourself with that, "Hey, we'll put you on the schedule and get to you as soon as we can," call AirTech of Katy. They've got install crews ready to go as soon as you sign and say, "Okay, please, here, I understand the cost, and let's go."
It was lickety split fast. I mean,
yeah, it was with me too.
Yeah.
That day, I mean, they literally have crews on call ready to load the truck with whatever they need, and they're out on the road. That's impressive. So, AirTech of Katy, you can find out more about them and all of our certified Home Show pros at homeshowradio.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And it's my turn?
Is it your birthday?
Well, it will be Monday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday,
tomorrow.
Tom.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Tom. Is that
Tom.
What that's about?
Yeah, and 281-833-3333 is the number for you to call this morning and wish Tom a happy birthday.
No, don't. That'll be the whole show. I don't want that.
He loves
no,
when people do
No, do
that.
Not do that. It's my show still. I'm 65 years old. I rule as the old man, and I told my wife, Sandra, now I have the excuse saying, "I'm old. I can do things you can't do anymore, like get in trouble because I'm an old man. I'm senile."
You can officially tell people to stay off your lawn.
I am on Medicare A.
Listen to you.
B, C, and D. I haven't figured it out yet. Something like that.
Wow. He's an alphabet guy.
Right. Yes.
Hey, I know you. There are people waiting to talk to you at 281-833-3333. So let me get these questions done and then remind y'all that we also have a podcast we put together because we get so many of your questions. We want to take care of you. And I know that air conditioning is a topic of great concern these days. And so we have a this week's podcast will be all about air conditioning questions and answers. And so you may want to check out the podcast section at homeshowradio.com and download that bad boy and sign up and get our weekly time with Tom. It's whole, very different from the show. We don't have the constraint of ads and all the other stuff. We just take our time and answer the questions, and you get really complete answers on the podcast. It's called Home Show Extra.
I like to think my answers are somewhat complete here, too.
Yes, but we don't have the constraint of time.
But anything we can do to sell it.
Yeah.
Sell it, Charlie.
I'm not selling it. We're just doing it. Doing it as a
beer, it's no good. Go to the podcast.
We're doing it in the public interest. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Julie has written to us from Martinsville, Indiana. And she says, for a couple of weeks now, I've heard a dripping noise coming from my bathtub drain, and there's no evidence of any water leaking inside, outside, or under the house. I've tried drain cleaner and a plunger, a snake I borrowed, but it's unsuccessful. Because it was actually a urinal snake that she had. Anyway, she says she couldn't get it down very far, but the tub drains fine, and there's still this drip, drip, drip that's constant. She says she's owned the house for 3 years, never heard it before. There are PVC pipes. Could there be a clog causing this sound?
Well, first off, there's no clog because everything works fine. And a drip is not going to be fixed by snaking out a drain line. So everything that's been done is for naught. And what I'm saying is don't say, well, I tried everything. Well, none of this stuff was going to work. So just dismiss that you tried that and probably need a plumber. But it sounds like if you hear a dripping in the pipe, your air conditioning system is dripping from the drain line, and she's hearing it coming down, drip, drip, drip.
That was my guess.
Air conditioner is working. Yeah. That's my guess, too, because a plumber would be the one to know, or your air conditioning contractor. Mm-hmm. But all that condensate line, it's running in those lines, and you'll hear it drip. Why she's just noticing it now and not before, there's not a lot of humidity, I don't know. But maybe it's clogged a little bit, and it's causing the drip to be a little more pronounced.
That could be it. Okay.
But it's not in her drain line.
I have one more question before I get out of the way and let people start talking to you at 281-833-3333. And that's from Nancy in Las Vegas. She says, several years ago, I had more insulation blown into my attic, and sometime after that, I learned the soffits are now completely covered. I've tried to find somebody to clear the soffits with no luck. I'll probably have to do it myself. She says, first I considered raking the insulation away from the edges of the attic, but that seemed tedious. Then I thought, well, maybe a leaf blower. No, she didn't do that. I'm glad to report she didn't do it. So she's wondering, Tom, is there any way that she could clear this and get these working? Is there some kind of baffle or something she can put in there?
Well, first off, the rake is the way to go. If you go up there and if it's a long-handled small rake and you know where the vents are, she can pull it back. But there is a baffle if she wants to crawl in there. And you know what? An insulation company should be able to go in and install baffles. If she called someone and said, can you just find some handy guy to get this off? No. You call an insulation company and say, hey, I need some baffles installed because all my attic ventilation needs to be upgraded and fixed and taken care of. They probably will come out and do it. But what those little long-handled small rakes, you pull it back, and if you want to crawl in there and put a baffle in, which is a lot of work,
that
is a different story. Right. But there are little plastic baffles that go in.
If nothing else, you could go up and pull it back and make plenty of room.
And believe it or not, the leaf blower would work. It's not really that big a deal, but you just blow it up. It's going to settle back eventually.
Yeah.
So it's just a quick for a couple days.
So even the rake, she's going to pull it back. It's going to open it up for a little while. It'll work its way back out there.
Eventually. Yeah. It depends how far she pulls it back.
Yep. All right. Okay. So call a pro.
Yep.
All right. And you can call a pro. His name's Tom Tynan. It's 281-833-3333 is the number to call him. I'm Charlie Mosier. I'll be back again next Sunday morning with more of these questions. And remember to check out our new podcast, Home Show Extra. You can find it at homeshowradio.com.
Back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
I'm hot. You're hot. He's hot. She's hot.
And as you can see, Chad is still continuing on with the hot, hot music. It's in reference to the hot, hot weather, for those of you that didn't figure it out. But did it all yesterday. And apparently, I think that's a replay from yesterday. But it was a good one. So can't fault him on that. Call me 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. And we will talk, now I'm opening up the show to y'all, but we will talk until 11 o'clock today. And then I am going to enjoy the rest of the day, and I want you to also, and do lots of home improvement projects. I did many in the last 4 days. Actually, I've done more than I wanted to, because I came home to a whole bunch of stuff that needed to be fixed. But, ooh, me man, me do that. All right, enough of that. Anybody can do it if you just, I don't know, ask a question and figure out what you're doing here, and that's what we will do. All right, let's get back, or let's start with the callers today, and we will continue this until 11 o'clock. Let's look at here, the callers, and let's start with Greg. Greg, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. This is Greg up in Virginia.
Oh, hey, Greg.
Yay, hello. Yeah. Hopefully you're well today.
I recognize the voice. Yes.
Very good. Got something going. So I'm trying to find something that has proven a little challenging. Can you help me find a source for a Krauss Heinz 30-amp dual pole breaker?
Well, have you Googled it? Have you gone online?
I have, and Amazon comes up as a possible source, but they don't have 30-amp dual pole. They only have a few others. And then after that, I'm being directed to eBay, and I'm not sure how I feel about used breakers at the 30-amp size.
Entertain me a minute. Is this something that's really old and rare because you have a very strange old breaker box, a breaker panel?
Well, it may be strange and old. The house was built in 86.
Well, that's not that old. So, okay.
Yeah, to me it seems like it's not so old, but for whatever reason, we have this Krauss Heinz branded breaker panel, and I'm not.
I've never heard of one. That's a new one on me. I know down here in the Houston area, the old Federal Pacifics that were built in the 80s, they pulled them off the market, and they're replacing them all, and I'm just wondering if it's one of those. If it is, you're going to have to try a used breaker. I don't think if it's working, I don't think it would be that big of a deal. If the panel box itself has been recalled and they don't make them anymore, it's going to be hard to find anything new. The reason is breaker panels are very specific. If you have a square D, it's got to be a square D. You can't find other breakers to go in. So that's a Chevy goes into Chevy apart, and same with Ford and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well, we had a thunderstorm not too long ago, and this breaker flipped. So I went to try to flip it back and turn it back on, and it did, but only for a little while. It flipped again. So I took a closer look with a flashlight, and I noticed, you know, it looks like it got hot, physical, ashy looks around the edges, pulled it out, and it had blown a hole in the side of itself. So,
wow. Well, you can't use that anymore.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Wow.
Yeah. Do you have any other ones in your panel that you're not using that you can switch in?
I'll double check that, but
maybe something that's not being used in the panel itself. You'll have some that are just not being used. But the only other thing I can tell you is if you can find them online and you want to, I think that's going to probably be your best bet, whether it's eBay. And you're right about eBay. I bought a part for a car the other day, and then the guy wrote me back and said, oh, we found out it's broken. Luckily, he was honest, and we canceled the deal. But it is a little bit of a gamble for sure.
Right. Well,
I don't think it's a dangerous gamble.
Not a gambler.
Yeah, and I don't think it's something that's dangerous. Like, oh, this one breaker is so bad that it's going to, you know, start a whole problem. And if there's a need for them that's out there, because I've never heard of the panel box. But it might be worth short of changing out an entire panel because that's where it is. And I would research the name of that whole breaker box you have and see if it's been discontinued.
Yes, I'll do that as a next course. I might also go ahead and just order one of these breakers off of eBay.
Well, if it was me, this is what I would do. I would, of course, research and see if it's one of those panels back in the 80s. There was some real garbage made in the 80s. 80s was a bad time for a lot of things. Cars, I mean, who's seen a K car on the street anymore? I just don't see them. But the 80s was weird, so I would still buy one of those breakers and just take a chance to see if I could at least get it going for now. And then, of course, start researching with local electricians to see what it costs probably to redo that panel box. And unfortunately, it's going to be expensive. So that would be something that you would have to probably put on your wish list. But maybe, depending how bad it is, not too long. I don't think it's that bad because I would have heard something about it if it was really bad.
Yeah. Well, you did get me thinking thoughts. If I end up finding my next best course will be to replace a breaker box for whatever reason, recall or whatever, I might just call my home insurance and see if they can help me out with that if there is something like a recall, because they don't want my house burning down either, I don't think.
It's always worth a call. I don't think they're going to do anything, but I'm not going to tell you not to call. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you think there's a chance and you got a good insurance company and you got there's something – people are afraid to call their insurance companies, and I will call and ask questions. All they can do is say no, and it's not a black mark on your record or anything like that.
Right on. Okay. Well, I appreciate your conversation. Always informative.
Yeah, and next time you call, make sure you give me an update. I want to know what that's all about. And one more time, what was the name of that panel?
Well, it's the breaker itself. It's a Krause. Krause. Hinds, H-I-N-D-S.
I am going to just ask Will, my electrician, when I see him next week, and just say, hey, you ever heard of a Krause and Hinds? Let's see what he says.
For what it's worth, I had to get a magnifying glass to read the name off the side of the breaker. It's so black, it just sucks in the lighting.
Oh, nice. Anyway. Okay. Well,
yeah,
and it might be fine, but it's an odd name. I've never heard it.
Yeah, Krause Hinds without an and in the middle.
Krause Hinds. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you again.
Hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening, too. We do appreciate it here. All right, you guys, everybody hang loose, and that'll give me – see, I got homework to do. Somebody asked me once, real quick, Tom, how do you know all this? Well, one of the reasons that I can do this show is – I've done it for 30 and starting going on 36 years now, and it makes me stay on my toes. So I have to ask a lot of questions. That plus, 40% of my career in my career has been 45 years, has been in the education side where I've surrounded myself. For instance, right now being the director of construction at Texas Southmost College, I have a master electrician on my faculty. I have a master plumber on my faculty. I've got a slew of different welding instructors on my faculty. And most of these guys are up in age like me, and we are now training the younger people. So we have decades of experience. So I'm able to ask all these people. I'm basically surrounded by geniuses. The IQs are amazing when I get these guys in a room and we start talking. There's nothing we could not build as a group. So it's given me the advantage. And I've had one, two, three, four different faculties I've put together in my career. So I have had a lot, and some I still talk to from some of the past ones. So it's pretty amazing. All right, we'll move on. One of the places I go all the time when it comes to the certain tool I need here in Houston area, and one thing about being 36 years in Houston, I know the town, is Circle Saw. Circle Saw is a place that has a tool for exactly what you need no matter what. Circle Saw has been around in this town longer than I've been on the face of the earth. And let me tell you, it's been a while. Since the mid-50s, they started doing simple things like sharpening saw blades and doing things of that nature. But as far as it goes today, they have a tool shop where they can fix tools. They can still sharpen the saw blades. And any kind of cutting head or tool you need, they have it. You sit at a counter, you talk to them, you might bring your old tool in. Hey, I need cutting heads for this, or this doesn't seem to be working right. Can you take a look at it? No problem. Full service. Come back to the counter and say, here's the story. And so you get the straight scoop every time. Circle Saw, the same family owns it and runs it since
the very beginning of time when it came to Circle Saw. Circle Saw, located at 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North, right there on the left. You can't go wrong. When you need the right tool, you go to Circle Saw when you live in Houston.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Willie. Willie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I'm not as smart as you, but yes, I've seen Krauss-Heinz equipment before, but boy, it's been a while and I don't remember where it was.
Okay, anyway, well, cool. Yes, sir.
Yesterday, you had a caller that talked about his gray insulation being so dusty in his house.
Yes.
Yes, I have that problem, too. My question is, I'm thinking that most of my problem is around the air registers in the ceilings. And if I took those down in each room, I'm looking for some kind of caulk that would expand. What would I use to fill in there?
You can buy a foam that we use in the industry to seal sill plates and stuff, but it's non-expandable. You don't want anything that's going to expand. It'll fill it up, and it'll just fill the gap, and it comes in a little pressurized tube, and it'll work fine, but don't get any of this expandable foam. What will happen there is it'll go in that crack, and then it'll expand so much it'll pull the box away from the sheetrock and cause you a lot of problems.
What's the name for the one that does not expand?
It's just a non-expandable foam. I don't know of a brand name.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you're just going to a Lowe's or Home Depot, you can get a caulking called Big Stretch.
Okay.
And I use that for everything. In fact, I got a project today I'm going to use it on. That is really easy to work with, and it bonds real well, and it doesn't dry up and crack and let go later. Okay. I've always had great luck with it, and that one's really easy to find. And also that little metal air conditioning tape, if you want to use that, you can too. And just make sure you don't go past the edge of the register so when you put it back on, you don't see it. And
sure.
It's funny, but in the old days, that nobody ever cared about that little gap. But today, even in inspections for your energy inspection, before you can put your registers on, all those have to be sealed, either caulked or taped or both, before an inspector will give you the opportunity to put it back together and give you a certificate of occupancy. So it's gotten more common. It was something that was ignored for a long time.
Yes, I understand that the wall plug outlets can be a problem too, but there's very few square inches of area there compared to a register in the ceiling.
Yeah, and you don't get the real dust problem from the walls, because that was all bats that were put in walls. The stuff
right.
that gets real loose up in the attic is where it started to deteriorate with the rock wool, and that's where that was usually used.
Plus, there's hardly any airflow around the outlet plugs anyway.
Yeah, if you get your house pressurized right, you should have no problem with that. Those were kind of a fun gimmicky thing people would buy, those little plastic or rubbery things are put behind there. I remember I even did a TV show and we showed people how to do it, but I don't know how much good that's really going to do somebody. But that stuff up in the attic, it will get into a house.
Okay, number two. My garage is a attached garage, 2.5 car size. It has a pretty nice floor, concrete. It's old, but it seemed to be real fine grain concrete and it's pretty smooth. But what kind of a sealer or something could I brush on or roll on to help seal the pores more for easier cleanup?
Do you drive your car on it or not?
Yes.
If you're going to put your car on it, the only thing you should do is a commercial epoxy.
Okay.
Anything else is just going to be a mess.
Okay. I've had epoxy before that I put down myself.
Uh-huh.
It was very good, except when it got wet, and I didn't put anything in it for more adhesion or anything to walk on, mainly because it was easier to clean up when it was smoother.
Exactly.
So that's why I did that.
Yep. You talk about slippery, it got slippery on you?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. There's no doubt about it. And when you do put, you can put the texture in it, but then it's a heck of a thing to try to sweep. It doesn't clean up real nice. So right. I understand exactly. And I've got the smooth in my garages too. And that's the only thing that'll hold up with the hot car tires. Everything else will come up and it'll be a mess.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome. Good questions. And thanks for the heads up on the, what is it here? The Krauss-Heinz, not and. There's no and. It's not Smith and Wesson. Okay, fine. 281-833-3333. Larry, you're going to be next here in 1 second. Ideal Roofing is not, a little more than 1 second. I don't want to be a liar. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a new roof. Why would you need a new roof right now? Who cares if you have a roof? Who even needs a roof right now? Nobody needs a roof right now. In fact, you could just strip it off. It's a perfect time. This is a perfect year, except it's hot, but to build homes right now. There's no rain. You have no weather-related shutdowns. There's no rain. It doesn't rain. I don't know if it ever will. But we used to have these years, and we would get so much done. Now, there is true in the construction business, you have to start at, 5 in the morning, and you're home asleep, drinking water at least, and sitting in the chair in front of the TV by 3 in the afternoon. You have to adjust the time. I can remember pouring concrete at 2 in the morning on some projects just because we didn't want to pour it in the heat, and we wanted to get it to be set up and ready so we could go home. And the concrete would have a couple days to cure with all this heat we would have. So there's tricks in the construction business around heat. You just, you got to give up your partying at night. And that's what most of the guys would do to make money if they're responsible people. So right now, this is perfect, except if you do have a roof that has problems, I will tell you, it will change. We will get, you watch, we're going to get all this rain in the fall because they'll decide, how the little fronts come through and all the rain comes with it. First it's the rain, then it's the cold, then it's the rain, then it's cold. Yeah, we're going to get that. And people are going to start complaining about the roofs having leaks and the roofs not doing well. And what else also tears up a roof is all this heat. So you might end up with some surprises too. The bottom line is this, if you need a new roof, make sure you call Ideal Roofing. Be careful of the roofers out there. They were out for a while, but I think they've all scurried out of town now because of the fact that we had some storms here at the beginning in the spring. But I think that what they call that business is dried up. We're leaving Houston. You don't want one of those roofers. You want a roofer that's here to stay. Ideal Roofing. If you have any maintenance issues to take care of because you have let's say you have a commercial building and you have a big flat roof like a football field up there and nobody's ever done an inspection on it, get an inspection done, Ideal Roofing. Use a roofer that's local. Yes, you do need a roof, although some of you right now think you don't, you do. And when it does, and when it comes, and it will, the rain, the wind, it'll be well, we still have a little chance for hurricanes. I don't know. I don't see anything activity today, but you know how fast that can change. But I'm more concerned now about the long run through the winter, and we start getting these cold fronts coming through. We're going to get some storms. Be prepared. But the most important thing, you might not need it now. Your roof might be perfectly fine, just like on my house. But I always know who to call when it's not, and that's Ideal Roofing. So put that on your list that don't buy a roof from the guy that comes to your door unless it's Ideal Roofing, but I doubt they will. There might be a chance. You might see him next door and go see him or something. But as far as that goes, call a local roofer. Always use a local roofer. And that goes, and there's a lot of good ones in this town. And the one, if you don't know who one is, the one I would tell you to use, and I know Jim Hardwick really well, the owner. If you ever talk to him, if you get a chance, you'll find out he's one of the nicest guys in the world. And he will take good care of you. It's Ideal Roofing.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West. Aquatex Kinetico Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking. Advanced Home Exteriors. Hardy pros you can trust for Hardy Color Plus siding.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. We're going to finish this hour with Larry, and then we have two more hours and all open lines once Larry is completed. So don't be shy. 281-833-3333. All right, Larry, let's talk. What can I do for you?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me all right?
I hear you very well, sir.
All right. Hey, talking about the old Federal breaker box.
Yes.
I needed a double pole 50 Federal and called Electric Supply, and the guy said, yeah, got them on the shelves. Come on in.
Do they still have them? Okay. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
how long ago was that, Larry?
This is about a year ago.
Okay.
That was Besco Electric. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, you're fine. That's fine.
Anyway,
if somebody's got something for one of my listeners, I'm good with it.
Yeah. The guy came, put it in. He said he always goes to Lowe's, a big box store. He can cross over to a GE for lots of Federal breakers.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing, it's okay. That's I know I've crossed over a couple of times, but only with the advice of my master electrician, Will.
That's why I had the
There's no doubt. And with Federal Pacific, my mother had one in her house. When she passed away, it was still there. She was too cheap to switch it out, so we just kept it nursing along. But they apparently, what happens with those is they don't always trip when they're supposed to, and that was the problem. They would just overload until they started a little burnout, and that was the problem with those.
The one I had was tripping.
Was it?
It was a double pole 40, so electrician told me, go buy a 50 if you can find it, and it'll be all right.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been listening to you when you was on with John Burroughs. So.
My goodness.
Long time.
Yeah, and Bill Zach just passed away. John Burrow, Randy Lemon, he just left us and went to the other side too. In last January, that's back. My birthday's tomorrow. I'm going to turn 65 tomorrow, and I've been thinking about all the wonderful years I had with all the wonderful people, and they were some of them. Yeah.
Hey, I'm ahead of you. I'm 78. All right, Tom. I'll let you run.
All right, but I'm catching up with you, Larry, real fast. You too. I appreciate it. Soon I will be there too, Larry. Oh, boy. You start thinking, you know, I got 10 good. I think I have 10 good years of work left. I don't want to retire. A lot of people say, you're 65, you retire, you get Social Security, all that. No, I will have Medicare A. I don't have a choice on that one. But I don't want to retire. I just think that it's just not going to be good for me. So I know I can go 10 years working 7 days a week. That's what I want. That is what I want to do in retirement. I have no future. This is my future, ladies and gentlemen. So if anybody has a job for me during Monday through Friday, closer to home, I'm ready to move back to Houston. But until I get a job, I'm going to have to keep traveling. Ta! There you go. I'm just stubborn that way. You know, there's a joke in my family. I have three beautiful children, work hard. They all have great jobs, great careers, and it's a priority in their life. I think they tell me they watched me and they like the way I live my life, and so they're doing it too, and I did it with my father. Every company needs one Tynan, and it'll be successful. If you put two Tynans in there, you're going to have a battle. But everybody needs one Tynan and a whole bunch of other people, and you will be successful. So that's just a happy joke. People know how hard us Tynans work. There's not many of us. We're a very old clan from Ireland, in Tynan, Ireland, actually. And there is a Tynan, some of my cousins, started Tynan, Texas many years ago, and it's down somewhere in the way to the valley. I've never been there, but I know it's right next to Jane, Texas, whatever that was. It was probably one of my great-great uncle's ex-wives, because that runs in our family too. All right, let's see here. Structure Outdoor with the Shade Pro system. The Shade Pro system. I want to talk a little bit about that today. The reason is because yesterday I'm sitting on my front porch. I have a big, big, big front porch on a house I own for a while here, and there's no mosquitoes at all. There's no mosquitoes, right? The reason is because there's no rain. But last year at this time, I'm thinking back about all the little things. My mind goes, when you get older, you remember all the old stuff. Last year, we had mosquitoes that if you get six of them, they would lift you up and move you a foot as they were drinking, filling their tanks, and they would drop you back down. So we became just giant walking tankers for these little bombers. And I thought last year I just picked up this property and I thought, you know, I'm going to have to do something with these screens. And I did not know about the Shade Pro system. The Shade Pro system is a screen system that runs on an electric motor that you just hit a remote control and it comes down and will enclose an area outside of your home. If my porch has a big roof and I know exactly where I can put the, I need four panels and it'll come down and I'll have a enclosed screen porch instantly when I want it. And when I don't, it all goes back up. Now you say that screen, somebody will walk through it, you'll cut through it, whatever. No, this is really durable. It holds up to winds. It's self-adjusting. Even if your big German Shepherd runs into it, it'll kind of pop in and then pop the dog back out. You're going to have to let him in a different way, or her for that matter. But it's a Shade Pro system that I want you to look at because it is fantastic. You can put it over things like a garage door opening. You can put it over an area that's got a roof but no screen walls, and once in a while you want a screen porch. You can put it on a Pergola X, which is also Structure Outdoors product line of these smart pergolas with adjustable roofs, made out of metal, holds up to high winds, and looks absolutely outstanding and creates a beautiful outdoor space. You combine both of those, wow. You're going to have something really special, but you got to see it. Go to homeshowradio.com and just take a look at the Shade Pros. Look at those screens go up and down. Look at how you can go halfway down just to get like sunglasses. So when the sun's going down, it's not blinding you. You can still use your outdoor space. See it go all the way down. See how it all works. Look at the Pergola X, the smart pergola from Structure Outdoor. It's all the same company with these two different types of product lines that can either be used individually or combined, but it creates an outdoor space that you can use. You can increase the size of your home just by a call to the people at Structure Outdoor. But to find out more about it, the best thing to do is look at it to see if it even is something that really interests you past what I'm talking about. I think you'll go like I did. Wow, that is impressive. I know where I can use that at homeshowradio.com.
Measure equal parts of hydrophosphorus with an alkaline balancer.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
This is a call in and chat with
we
us.
We believe gardening should be fun.
Or just listen to us chat.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros, making gardening fun again. Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
I want to get my butterfly garden going
again.
Aww.
We answer.
Other things that you could look
advice
for
and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping.
Getting a little crazy in here.
Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610 and online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.